Words can never express the grief one is feeling with the loss and the sorrow in their life that comes from it, but we'll endure and weep the best way we know how, by telling the stories and reminiscing about the glory days of Jim Hopson. It is with a heavy heart as I write this tribute about our friend. When all is said and done, we are remembered for our deeds and actions. I for one will remember Jim as a friend who put a lot of heart into his job and created an inclusive club that we all could be proud of. He handled the bad with dignity and rewarded the good with praise. His generosity and personality will live forever. There were a lot of empty seats back in the 80s and 90s at 1910 Piffles Way until the right thing was done and Jim Hopson was hired as the new CEO. As we say goodbye to the man who brought the passion back to the Rider Nation and got us back into the stands and fanned the flames in a movement that is better known as Rider Pride, there is a lot to remember him by. Under Jim Hopson's guidance, the organization became the Canadian Football League's merchandising leader and outsold all eight other CFL teams combined. Jim always made a connection with his fans and friends, so much so that many of us felt inspired even after our discussion ended. Jim engineered those connections into a career that would take us to four Grey Cup championship games in 2007, 2009, 2010, and 2013. He was born in Regina and grew up attending Rough Riders games. He played high school football at Tom Collegiate and junior football with the Regina Rams before eventually suiting up as a member of his hometown team from 1973 to 1976. It's not only a sad time for us here in the Rider Nation, but the CFL in general. Jim loved the game, and it was poignant that he got to push and pull the levers that enhanced, rebuilt the foundation to the green and white. Goodbye, Jim, and thanks. Visit this link to see Colin Lovequist's original tribute with a gallery of photos. More 620 CKRM stories featuring Jim Hopson. Regina Sports Hall of Fame announces class of 2022. Former Rough Riders president and CEO Jim Hopson is grateful of the memories he has been a part of. Jim Hopson takes his spot in Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Very much a class act. Jim Hopson remembering George Rita rivalry like no other. Jim Hopson on a memorable Labor Day classic with the Blue Bombers.